This is Al Simpson. Thanks to our fine President George Bush, peace in El Salvador is finally becoming a reality. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, President Bush made good on his promise to bring peace to war-torn El Salvador. Even your old political ally, the Washington Post, recently gave President Bush clear credit for dousing the flames of war in Central America by helping peace take root in El Salvador. In El Salvador, war now has turned into politics and governing. The communist guerrillas have stacked their arms, and the army has matched the pace with structural reduction in size. And, Ted, we did it all without coddling to the militant left-wing extremists like you and your liberal buddies in Congress did throughout all of the 80s. Ted, you might take a pointer from George Bush. Success in foreign policy comes from having the right aim as well as the right hardware to back it up.
Al, I'm delighted. A hawk like you is talking peace instead of your usual spiel about more aid to the military and death squads in El Salvador. For a decade, Democrats urged peace negotiations, but you and the hardliners in the Reagan and Bush administration kept pouring funds into bullets and bombs for more war. Under that failed policy, over $4.5 billion in U.S. military aid went to escalate the conflict. That policy didn't bring peace, Al. It didn't bring military victory. It brought death to 75,000 civilians, including gross human rights violations and the murder by the Salvadorian military of innocent nuns, Jesuit priests, and children. Last year, the administration finally agreed to support peace talks. The result is the accord we have today. Now that you've changed your tune, Al, I hope you'll be as vigorous in demanding that the Salvadorian military abide by the peace agreement as you were in pushing wider war. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on homosexuals in the armed forces. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System.